Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved gods and goddesses. How is everyone today? It's just amazing what has been happening in the past few days. Something that has kind of come up from left field, as we say. Anyways, welcome everyone to those of you who are able to make it for our 1 hour healing call with Zora. And today is March the 16th, 2020. So, and here we are. So today is all about healing. It's all about what we can do together as a collective to help everyone, help ourselves and help everyone, all of humanity, as well as Terra Christa, on our path to perfect health, to perfect abundance, to perfect wholeness, and perfect alignment with Source Creator. So I'm going to go ahead. there's a little disturbance in the background. That was Zoraya. So what I would like to do at first is let me see if I could. So sometimes why we don't communicate like readily with each other is because we're in two separate rooms. So hold on. I'm going to go ahead and bring Zoraya through. I know that she has a couple of comments in regards to the call and why we're having this call for today. So here we go. Hello, Zoraya.
Hello.
Okay. Well, welcome to our 1 hour healing call. And okay. We know what it's all about. You want to say a few words about this before your dad comes through? Go ahead.
Sure. You understand, anyone out there that's listening to this call, is sort of like you're a captive audience because they don't want you to go anywhere. the coronavirus is blown out of proportion. I mean, by the media, by the powers that want to be, and all they're doing is instilling fear in everybody, and that pulls down your energy, and that you don't want to do. You don't want to bring your energy down or your vibrations down because that pulls down your immune system. You don't want to do that. Your immune system has to be fortified and empowered to fight off these this so-called coronavirus. And the reports out there have been exaggerated by a long shot as far as the amount of people that have succumbed to it, to the point of being to the point of ascending, but or what you term death. But as we've been telling you all along, death is an illusion. It's not a real thing. A person ascends. They don't die. So no one dies. Everyone ascends, and that's just the gist of it right there. You don't die. You ascend. If you ascend early, it's because your contract or your life plan has come to an end, and of course, it is time for you to ascend. But as far as dying is concerned, you don't die because your essence continues on, and meaning your soul, your spirit, all that goes on. So the fact that you ascend from this virus, understand most of the people that are experiencing this situation they have other issues going on in the body that causes their ascension to come, you know, come forth. So the virus is not the end game, as it's termed. It's not the end game. You're just ascending sooner than expected. The ones that contract the virus and succumb to it, they're just ascending sooner than you are. But you're all on the same path, ascension. And
so,
there's nothing to fear. See, all this going on, everything that's going on out there, the shutting down the Bay Bridge and all this, and the subways and all that, that is the fear mongers out there trying to play this up real big so they can have control over you. And people that live in San Francisco, they're somewhat cut off from the other folk across the bay. But understand, the virus is airborne. So it's not going to make a difference if you shut down the Bay Bridge or not. So they're just trying to contain it if it's in San Francisco. But they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot, because if, you know, if it's going to get out and it's going to affect people, it's going to do it no matter what you do. The preventive measures are: make sure you wash your hands at every opportunity, and of course, you know, act accordingly. Don't go out into public areas where there's going to be a big group of people, because that's inviting a possibility there. But don't go crazy by going to Costco or Walmart and buying up all the toilet paper or the bleach, all that garbage. I mean, that's crazy. Spending all your money for no reason. Understand what the virus does. It attacks your immune system. Okay? And people that have corrupted blood in their bodies and weak immune systems are the ones that succumb to the virus. The ones that know that their immune system is strong have nothing to worry about, because it will not take hold of you. If your immune system is low and your vibrations are low, and of course the fear is entered in there as well, the fear is the main ingredient for causing you to succumb to the virus. But there is they're trying to tell you that there's no cure for this virus, which is a lie. There is. But they want everyone to think that it's not, and that everyone should be put under quarantine. For what reason, I don't know. You know, me and Jane, you know, we go out to a restaurant if we want, and we're not worried about the virus because we know that we're not going to catch it. We know it. We're gods and goddesses. We realize gods and goddesses, and we know that this virus will not get a hold of us. And you should know it too, everybody out there that's listening to this call. Get rid of the fear. When you get rid of the fear and eliminate it, then you will not succumb to the virus, because the fear is what's causing the panic. And, you know, and all across the nation, shutting down, you know, the proms for the high school students. I mean, this is ludicrous, but that's what they're doing. Or they're shutting down the bridges, or they're shutting down whatever. And, you know, people going out there going crazy and out of fear. And this virus feeds on that fear. So eliminate the fear.
Okay.
That's what I got to say about it.
Great. Okay. So while you're gone have your dad come through, I have a couple of things as well I just wanted to just kind of touch on. So in regards to what is happening now in the world. And here are two things that are happening in the world. So all of a sudden, we have this virus. And, of course, you know, there was a SARS 16 years ago, and which also kind of ran rampant. And now even more so with this particular COVID-19 virus. Now, if everyone, most of everyone, you know, your immune system, you have a God vessel, right? And your immune system, that's why we have it, is to be able to help to heal your bodies when there are invasions of infections or, you know, illnesses that come into play, whether it's cancer or any kind of autoimmune problems that come into your being. There are a couple of ways in which to take a look at that. Zaria, if I can, I'm going to put you on mute here.
I'll put myself
or
on
if
mute.
You can. All right. So a couple of ways to take a look at this. So when we are in worry or we are in panic, what does your body tell you? You know, and when you're thinking about that and you feel like that's where you are, and a lot of people on another venue as well are fearful and anxious, you know, now that they can't work. You know, there's no work to do. You know, if you work in a restaurant, they've cut down on employees' hours or wherever else, whether it's a grocery store or whatever type of business one has, whether it's large or small, impacts the ones that have smaller businesses more so. So, again, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on right now. And this is the time where we, as the awakened ones, know that, okay, so what do we do to help the masses? It is the masses that are really going into hysterics. They are the ones that can't seem to feel like they're in control of anything. Because what has happened, actually, is they've given away their power to the government. They've given away their power to the cabal, which we call the, you know, the bad guys. So, and don't feel like they don't have any options to get out of it. So their option is, okay, if they say we have to be quarantined and can't be out of the house, okay, we're going to go ahead and do that and stay quarantined and continue to have that fear, you know, just kind of continue to boil. So otherwise, the other option for people is that, okay, so we're in this, we've been through this, and let's take a look at this a little bit more reasonably and on a more practical level. What can I do to keep my family healthy? How can I continue to be productive? And et cetera, those things that have to be, those are the that's what you need to be attentive to, is to be calm. So when you're calm, at least, then you are able to make decisions on a more, you can make more decision more reasonably and practically as far as what to do. It isn't to go out there and buy the whole, all of, and think about this, everyone. What is the relationship between toilet paper and the coronavirus? So if you really has nothing at all to do with infections, right? But we need to have the toilet paper. So let's go ahead and purchase all the toilet paper in town. So again, you got to see how ridiculous some of the things people have been doing in this regard. And what our process is for today, our whole focus is today, is that all of this can be mitigated just by raising our vibrational frequencies to help the world. So to be able to quell, just like we did with the tsunami, just like we did with fires, just like we do with anything. So just think of it, maybe let's say, okay, there's an eruption going on, whether it's a volcano or whatever, right? So what do? We're just going to wait until the volcano comes through or the lava comes through to our town? No, we're not going to do that. And then we're going to go into hysterics and say, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? What shall I do? And then, of course, more the worry, more the stress, the more sickness, right? And we all know that. All lower vibrational frequencies. That is rampant right now. And so we as a collective, it is our time right now to be able to help the world so that they can be at least at a state where they can feel a little bit more stable. You can do that yourselves. Go out there. You know, there is nothing to fear. We are the collective, those that are awakened, those who are of a higher vibrational frequency. Anything that is of a higher vibrational frequency cannot be affected by the virus. The virus is lower density vibrations. So just like when you worry, if you worry and all of it, or people that are hypochondriacs, why are they ill? It's because they bring that onto themselves. Oh, I'm really ill and I'm going to get this, and guess what? They get it. You know, if you're really ill and you don't think about, well, maybe I should try some, you know, let's see, what can I get? Maybe I can get some, what is that called again? The vinegar, Zoraia. Anyways, so you could have some have some tea and honey and lemon, you know, start to hydrate yourself, keep yourself warm, all those things to keep you healthy. This particular virus, as Zoraia was saying, is really primarily hitting a lot of the people that are already, you know, 80 years and over, et cetera, et cetera. But they want to be able to make sure it's a control thing in terms of what is happening. But there is a silver lining to all of this. Two things. One is that we can help to heal the world. We can help to heal ourselves and all our neighbors throughout the world. It only takes one of us to be able to do that for so many millions of people. Secondly, because we're at a higher vibrational frequency, we're not going to get into the hysteria that people are in. So we need to be out there to say, okay, yeah, go to a restaurant, go to a store, be there, you know what, you know, and if you see people, you know, there, just send them love. That's all you have to do. That love, that vibrational frequency of love heals, you know, and if you could just think that, replace the thoughts of worry and fear and panic, and maybe many of your families are already in that state. I know mine are. You know, what am I going to do, Mom? You know, oh, we got the kids, and the kids are always home now, and, you know, people are going nuts out there, but they know better because they try to keep really healthy. If you keep yourself really healthy, that also helps to raise your vibrational frequency. So your thought is important. What you do is also important, and already, Billy already said, you know, take care of yourself in terms of cleanliness. You know, go ahead and if you're going to be outdoors, you know, going to be in public, you know, make sure you have your hand sanitizers, you know, and, you know, try to keep a little bit of distance from people, you know, that's okay. But, you know, don't go nuts either. So anyways, and then join the crowd. So today it's all about healing on a vibrational frequency level. And that is the purpose of today, to know that we are like-minded, we are with our brothers and sisters, our gods and goddesses that are here to help the world to heal. Because only by our vibrational frequencies at this point, for the masses, we are the ones to assist in this endeavor, along with all of our galactic friends and families, you know, in all over the place. So, Zora, are you here with us now? Oh, wait a minute. I think I probably have to bring Zora through. Okay. I do have a couple of questions for Zora before we get started. I'm sure some people already have some thoughts, but this is not a Q&A today. So, Zora?
Indeed.
Okay. We've been talking, Zoraia and I have been talking a lot about the coronavirus, but I just have a couple of questions for you that maybe can help us all of us so we can understand better, a little bit more about, you know, how far-fetched things are or the reality of where things are from your point of view. So the first question, Zora, is there's been rumors about how this started, what the source is. So in more detail, tell us a little bit more about how this came about, if you will, and what the purpose was.
Well, as I have said before, the purpose of this virus was perpetrated by the governments.
Started out with
the Chinese government, and what it all stemmed out into was they were doing what was termed as germ warfare, and they produced this virus. And it got away from them. And how it got away from them was because of the dishonesty of a certain technician in the facility that was given the opportunity to better himself financially by selling the virus to a black market type person. And so when it came to down, right down to it, he put the virus into a test tube, a 4-inch test tube, and was going to transport it to the person that was going to purchase it. However, he got cold feet and decided that he was not going to release it to this person and be paid for it. And in the realm of it, the person that was there to purchase it took it upon himself to shoot the technician to take it away from him. As he fell, the vial fell from his pocket, hit the concrete, and burst, which had released the virus into the air. That is how it came about. And
can I ask you a question?
And that's how it spread to the air.
Yeah, can I ask you a question, Zora? There has also been rumors that actually it started, with some scientists here in the United States. That's not true?
That is not true. It started in China, and it was transported here by air. By zero, what you call zero patients, ones who have patient zero, that came into the United States by way of international travel. And of course, the rest.
The purpose was to also get it here in the United States.
Indeed.
And then, of course, Italy became infected. Okay, so, all right, so we kind of know all of that. So how prevalent or how large is the number of people that are affected by this at present? Because, you know, they tell us one thing, and then we really don't know the truth about how many people have really contracted this virus, actually contracted the virus, not just a cold.
Indeed. Well, it started out as a handful. And then went on from there. Tom Hanks contracted it with his wife. They were in what is termed doing a shooting of a film in Italy, and he contracted it over there. And he is under quarantine over there with his wife.
I got a question regarding that. But how many do you think we have presently that have this virus?
In essence, probably no more than 100,000 people.
Okay.
It's been exaggerated that it's in the millions, and that's totally ludicrous thinking.
Okay, now, The other thing too, it's gone out of way out of proportion. So what is the other side of
this process?
Of course,
and blown out of proportion by the government,
right.
The media.
Exactly. So yes. Yeah. So now there's another purpose in terms of why this is here, right? On a silver lining,
indeed.
What is that other purpose? What has that got to do with
in
the ERB and the GCR? Right.
Well, it does what it's termed, does cause people to stay indoors and not to socialize. But
right.
And but it also opens the door for the RV to occur, come forth even faster. And so because there's no long lines at the bank or even at, there won't be any long lines at the distribution centers. So it is a blessing in disguise, so to speak.
Indeed.
But understand also that the fear is the main culprit for the deaths that are taking place. Or the ascensions that are taking place.
Okay.
The
it has
what is called the contracts of the people who have ascended are up, and therefore it is time for them to ascend anyway. So they would have ascended regardless, whether they got the virus or not. But it is a what's called. Highly exaggerated by many people.
So, yeah.
And
so what do you
when
see?
They discovered, mm-hmm. when they discovered that there was people had contracted it in what's called San Francisco, then of course that affected what was termed as the cases that were reported. Were ones of the homeless peoples, ones who cannot get out of the weather. And so they contracted it from the air, of course. But, and then what did they do? They sealed off the island, or they sealed off San Francisco from the eastern portion of the Bay Area. And they even have what you call National Guard in the lower part of San Francisco to prevent people from leaving the city and going south from there. So they're doing this way out of proportion, and they are feeding the fear by publicizing it more. And they need to stop doing that because it is causing chaos.
Yeah. So Zora, how long do you see this playing out for?
Playing out for?
Yeah. How long do you foresee that this is going to continue before it starts to die down? You know, calm itself down.
Well, many said that it would die down somewhere between now and the summer.
Down in the summer. Okay.
Yes, but I see it playing out sooner than that. So, but.
And what are your recommendations for people? Mm-hmm.
Recommendations for people are the following: do what is termed as to keep yourselves healthy, and do what is termed if you are able to do so. To acquire the which is termed liquid gold RX, because what that is a formula that fortifies your immune system. It also which is termed as cleans out your blood, because it is a food for your blood, and it detoxes your blood, and it fortifies your immune system to fight off this so-called virus. So, and it works. They have sent what is termed, they have sent samples to China, and within 4 to 5 days, the people who were partaking of it were virus free. So
for all of us,
what I can say on that.
Okay. So for all of us that are we are the galactic warriors on Earth.
We are
the light workers, right? So, what do you suggest for all of us to be able to do to help our brothers and sisters?
Go out and heal them.
Okay. We could also do that while we're inside the house or inside.
Well, of course you can. I'm just saying, what about the ones that are without substance, such as the homeless?
Right.
Many of them don't even know of this virus because they have no way of knowing. So
I guess my question then in that regard, you know, as far as, you know, the people are being sequestered or, you know, from in their homes, they can't get out now for the next couple of weeks or 3 weeks or whatever it is, children aren't going to school, et cetera, et cetera. What can we do to help turn things around?
Continue sending your love out to those less fortunate or ones that are not aware due to the lack of communications.
Do you think that the government...
Send forth your love vibrations out to them. Again?
Do you think that the governments and the people in charge in all these cities are going to, begin to cooperate and help these people that are going to be in further need financially or even for housing and food? Do you see that coming because of what this has done?
That should happen, yes, of course. Helping your fellow man. Coming together in time of disaster.
Yeah. And you see
that coming, right? That is how it has always been. When they had
Correct.
What is termed hurricanes, when they had what is termed as tornadoes, or earthquakes, or forest fires, or whatever, the people came together to help one another.
And that is the point.
That will not diminish. That will happen regardless.
Okay. All right, so this is a call about healing, because that is the main thing that we can do energetically for everyone right now and every day. Put in that intention to send out love, bring out and peace and calmness to everyone, and health, great health, obviously, to everyone. So why don't we get started on that road now?
Indeed. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, I'm going to say receive. And those listening, do the same. And you want to say, from the God or Goddess of my being, I am completely healed of any symptoms. I am completely healed of any so-called virus. I'm completely healed of all illness. And you know it. So let us do that. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the God or Goddess of our beings, we send forth lots of love, much love and peace and joy and calmness, great health, and prosperity to all of us, compassion to everyone in this entire world, in every country, in every city, in every village, that we are sending this mammoth love energy to all of us everywhere, because we are not separate. We are one and we care. And so be it. And it is done.
Indeed. Just remember, beloveds, as I've said before, all of you out there are gods and goddesses and healers. And that is a fact. You have the ability to heal each other. You have the ability to heal those that you don't even know. Go out into the highways and the byways and assist them in any way you can. Do not keep yourselves all hobbled up in your hovels or in your place in your where you are abiding. Do not let the fear rob you of a blessing. The blessing of giving, the blessing of helping those who need the help. I'm speaking of the homeless. They are without, and many of them are not even aware of what is transpiring. So, from the goodness of your heart, do what is right. And you would, of course, be blessed for it.
So, Zora, as we sent out that blessing, that healing
indeed
to the world,
of course,
what do you see energetically presently in terms of how it is already beginning to affect the world?
You mean the love vibration we're sending out?
We're just sending out. This love vibration is continuing as we are speaking. This love vibration that
yes,
we're sending out to the world, we want you to be able to visualize what it's doing, whether it's for your friends and your family and community. Feel that wave of vibration just kind of, you know, being sent out and enveloping people with love and understanding and caring and compassion.
Indeed. And do that. You have the means to do it. But you also want to keep yourselves out of any areas that could be affected. Gathering places. Such as schools and churches and a place where many people gather together. The possibility of contracting something is greater if you are in a large group. Also, knowing within yourself that you are gods and you are goddesses, and you cannot get sick. Know that. You cannot contract the virus. And you keep that within your being of knowingness, and you will never come under the suffering from that virus at all.
Indeed,
and that's
beloved
just the way it is.
Beloved.
Go ahead, my beloved.
This is the time for all you brave ones, for all of you that know, for all of you that are filled with tremendous love. Every day going forth, we would like everyone to be able to send every single day the intention that all is well, all is perfect, all is all about love that heals. Do this as your prayer every day and send it out into the cosmos. Just as the galactics are sending all kinds of love energies here to assist us in this moment, to be able to do this for ourselves and others. The masses are still asleep, everyone. That is why they have been in hysteria. That is why they will stay within their homes, because of the fear that they have. Only we can together alleviate that fear. And once they know that they within themselves can also begin to heal themselves and improve their immune system. How to do this? You do this by being in joy. Not also to be prey to the fear and the panic. When you go out there, even if it's for a short while, again, go out into nature. Bring forth that love energy that is there for you. Bring in the sun, the vitamins, and then the nutrition that is out there that is for the taking energetically to bring you joy. So go ahead and sing. It matters not what is happening outside. That is like a play. That is the play that is playing out. You do not have to be a part of this play. If you want to be there, bring in different types of energies that are of joy. You can sing. If you like to sing, sing. If you like to play music, play music. That will help to bring more joy to others, especially for those that live, you know, with extended families. Share with them that there is an option other than to stay cooped up, as you say, and be in fear or be afraid of going out. Nonsense. You are better than that. You are all better than that. You are gods and goddesses. So, be the warrior and stay the ground and do what you must do. We must do together, and that is to heal this world. We shall take our what do we call that? You shall take your I don't want to say sword. We are not going to talk about swords. Just take your energy of love and fill the world with it. And you will see day by day, moment by moment, that things will change positively, because there is just, it's like the storm. You know, at the end of the storm, there is always the sun. Everything will work out just fine. It just needs your efforts as well to get this change completed. It cannot be done without all of us, without all of you doing your part. As the ascended, well, you are the galactic angels upon this Terra Christa. You know that everything is energy. And so therefore use this beautiful energy that you are. Embrace this world with love. Every moment of every single second of your day, now, with the intention that all is perfect, all is going beautifully, even though on the outside you do not see that. But you are going to visualize how perfect this world is. You will visualize how prosperous this world is. Once you bring and you replace what you see on the outside and what you hear with just the goodness of everything that is out there for you, for all of this beautiful blue earth, that will be the reality that will come forth, because that is how energy works. You are, as you have been informed of, you are the eye of the storm. This also will eventually fade away. More powerful as your energy is, it will go away sooner than people think or say. We can do this now together. Indeed.
Indeed.
We shall send forth more love energy right now. Five, everyone out there, just say it out loud. Five, four, three,
two, one. Receive.
Receive. This is all for humanity, for Terra Crista, all of the beings, all of plants
and
animals.
And do not allow the fear to enter.
It is a no thing. It is a non-existent thing. Be the fire of love, of joy, of harmony. Beloved.
Indeed.
What else shall we say? You know what? We do have a few questions here all of a sudden. Perhaps maybe we do have a little bit of time. The hour is not quite over yet. So
all
let's
right,
go
let
ahead
them
and,
answer.
Let
them ask.
All right, so let's go ahead and bring in what we can at this time for a little bit of questions and answers. All right, one question. All right, I think I'm getting the hang of this. So here we go. The first person is 804, ending in 8261. Welcome.
Hello?
Indeed.
Hello?
Your name and your question?
Gloria from Mount Shasta. And I didn't quite hear the last part. We're supposed to have questions on what subject? Hello?
Well, we're just opening up. Yes, we are opening up to questions and answers right now for the next 10 minutes only.
Mm-hmm. I was requesting a healing, and I don't know if that's, you know, you're doing that right now. Is that okay?
We have done a massive healing right now.
I wanted a specific. I have a blind eye, and I'm quickly losing the sight of my good eye. And I just wanted, I've been doing a lot of healing on myself, but I just wanted to know if there was anything more that I could do to help save my sight a little bit longer or just have it come back. And that's a question for Zora, I guess.
Well, my beloved Soraya can answer that too.
We should do this together.
Soraya, absolutely. I didn't really know. I think I left my body there for a little bit.
That is all right.
Well, rub your hands together. Rub your hands together.
We're going.
And place one hand over your eyes and one hand behind your head.
Okay.
All right, everyone. This is for all of us to help. Gloria?
And for those who also have the same issue, it is also for you.
With sight? Mm-hmm. Indeed. Let's go.
With the issue of sight, yes. Five, four, three,
two, one,
receive.
One, receive.
Five, four, three, two, one, I receive.
From the goddess of my being.
From the goddess of my being.
My eyes are completely healed, and I know it.
My eyes are completely healed, and I know it.
Now just keep your hands over your eyes in the back of your head for a period of a moment or two and allow the healing to take place. Remember, beloved entity, by the law of attraction, when you are healed and you accept the healing, then you are healed.
Yes, yes I am.
Do not, at that point, do not say, I still have the issue. Because when you do, by the law of attraction, you draw that situation right back into your being. You have been healed of it. You no longer have it. All you have to do now is accept it, accept the healing, and know that it is done, and be done with it.
I knew it.
Yes, indeed. This is called manifestation. This is a manifestation process. If you want something, this is just coming from your point of view, if you want something badly, you work for it. Or work is a term that's a little loose. But what you want to do is you send that intention. Let's say, for you ladies, and since Gloria is one, she says, there is a purse that I would like at the store, correct? So you're focused on that purse, even though your pocketbook does not say it's all right. But you want that badly, correct? Whatever it is. So what happens then is that's there, but you're still here and you don't have the monies for this. So in your head, I have it. I have it. I have it. Through intention, and when you let it out, you only need to do this once. You need to just do it once. Once you send it out, you let it go. And then you do things then that brings it to you. It's there waiting for you already. So what is this process? For some people, it's like, let me see. I shall go and look and see how much monies I have and how much I need because I want this purse. So that's what the subconscious now is working to help you to do, to get what you want. It's just like moving. Two people want to move to Arizona. How are you going to get there? And you see yourself also already in Arizona. You see yourself already holding that handbag. Whatever it is. Or you want perfect health. You know, you want perfect health. You know what you want to look like. You know what whatever it is, what you want to do. Then you send that intention out. And now, what do you need to do to be able to achieve that and bring it to you? Because it is out there. You are the ones in charge of that, of bringing it to you. It's all through energy. The energies that are there already. Just like opening up a new business. You have nothing, you want a business of your own. Okay, well, what do I need to do this? Well, if you just send the intention, I want this business, and you can already see what you want, then automatically your subconscious will work at getting that for you. So just same thing with your eyes. So what do you need to be able to get more perfect eyesight, even though it is there for you to know and that it is you there already? Or maybe you need to do eye exercises to increase it. And then what else? Maybe you need to take some other vitamins maybe for the eyes because you want that perfect vision because it is you already. You can see it already that this is you. So your subconscious begins to really work on bringing that to you. If you don't want it bad enough, then guess what? You will not go to Sedona. You will not go to Arizona. You will not get that purse because other things will come into play. Well, nope, I don't think I can afford that right now. No, I don't think I can go to Arizona. It's too far away. You know, you put all these little doubts and steps that prevent you from getting what you want. See, it's all about that desire and how strong of a desire you have to be able to want it. And then you automatically will do the steps in order to be able to bring it to you. That is all.
Thank you for your beautiful words. Now,
You have it. You are all gods and goddesses. We can heal this world together. This is not what it is in reality. We see a perfect world with great abundance. No borders, no barriers between us. This is what we see. You are the ones who make that happen through manifestations. through your manifestations, and we work together with you on this. And it starts now. Every day is now. Indeed.
Thank you.
You love it?
Sarah. Thank you. Thank
indeed.
You. And
indeed. We love
I love
you.
All of you.
Always there.
And I love you.
Always there. We are never separated. Oh, okay. I apologize. I have to get on the board here. So thank you very much, Gloria. We shall go to the next. All right. Oh, my goodness. We're almost out of time. The next one is 832 ending in 6127. Hello? All right. I don't think she's there or he is there. Let's go on to the next. This is our last one. 562 ending in 6239. Indeed. 6239. Right. I think this is it. Beloved, I shall have you end our call. Now,
indeed.
Remember, we have a call this coming Saturday. We will do another gigantic healing for your world. It's our world together. But that will just be part of our call. So,
indeed.
Beloved, it is all yours.
Indeed. Just remember, beloveds, that as we have said before, the fear is what is what is known as the defeater. It defeats you if you allow it to do so. So do not allow fear into your space. Just simply do not do it. And you will find that you will be immune to this virus by simply making the statement that I am, God or Goddess. By acknowledging that, you put up a force field around you.
Indeed.
And no virus can enter in at all.
And so be it. Last healing boost. Together. Everyone. Out
five,
loud.
Four, three.
Five, four, three,
two,
one. Receive.
One. Receive.
Feel this vibrant energy lift you, caress you, fill you with great love, great support.
And we are done.
See you all on Saturday.